Hello and welcome to this episode of What's Wellness Podcast, a place where I discuss the physical, energetic, mental, emotional, and spiritual components of wellness, as well as your healthy relationships with yourself, with one another, and with the planet. I'm your host, Alia, founder of Alia Yoga and Alia Yoga Academy teacher training and mentorship programs. And today is episode number 50. Can you believe that? I don't know about you, but for me, this has been such a blessing throughout the pandemic. If you've been with me since episode one, you remember that I started out as a we with two yogis in a pod. And when that didn't work out, I was uncertain whether or not I'd be able to continue on my own with podcasting. Since my former partner didn't want to continue after the pandemic started, my motivation to continue was ultimately being okay with the level of uncertainty that the beginning of the pandemic brought to all of our lives, and wanting to create something that could have some positive impact throughout a time that was new and scary for us all. To think that I'm now a year in and the podcast is thriving is such a tremendous blessing and makes me feel so appreciative for all of you who tune in and have supported me throughout this challenging but incredibly fulfilling process. I haven't spoken much about the process of creating each episode, but I'd like to give you a tiny glimpse into what it takes to go from thought or idea to what's streaming into your ears right now. I begin every episode with an idea and a brief outline. I look for a quote that is inspirational and that also fits with the theme of the episode, and I like to start there. That provides me the creative energy that I need to either solo cast like this or create questions for guests during an interview. My show isn't scripted, but I like to have an idea of where I'm heading so I don't make too many left turns, if you know what I mean. If I'm solo casting, I'll record the episode sometimes in chunks or segments because my creative energy tends to ebb and flow. If I'm interviewing someone, though, we record in one sitting, but if the raw audio for an episode is 40 minutes long, it takes me double, sometimes triple that amount of time to go through and edit. I don't do a ton of curating or editing, but I like to shorten the long pauses and try to trim down filler words like and you know, especially if a speaker uses those words a lot. As a recovering perfectionist, I challenge myself to keep the content organic and edit only what makes the episode more pleasant to listen to. Learning to edit audio is something that I didn't ask for help with or know how to do when I got started. I taught myself over time using the software that I have. In fact, at first, I didn't even have a real microphone. I started out podcasting using my wired headset from my iPhone, and although the quality wasn't awesome, it wasn't awful either. About halfway into season two is when I invested in a mic, and I think it has made a big difference in the audio quality, although I still use my wired headphones whenever I have a guest to interview. After the audio editing is done, I write the show notes and make graphics for promoting the episode. If I recorded with a guest, I'll go back later and do the intro and outro. So needless to say, it's a relatively time-consuming process, and I'm doing it all by myself. But I love how much I've learned, and I've really enjoyed the creative expression and opportunities to connect with guests. So on this very exciting episode, where I celebrate halfway to 100, I'm excited to offer you a little recap of the episodes and guests that I've had on in season 1 and season 2. But first, the wise words of the week, coming to you today from John Maxwell, who says, "A difficult time can be more readily endured if we retain the conviction that our existence holds a purpose, a cause to pursue, a person to love, a goal to achieve." And with that, here's another quote, this time by Confucius, who said, "Our greatest glory is not in never failing, but in rising every time we fail." And that reminds me of a Japanese proverb that says, "Fall 7 times, stand up 8. You can probably tell I love inspirational quotes. I have journals full of quotes and messages that have inspired me during times of growth and momentum forward, as well as during times where I feel stuck or challenged. You see, getting my message out there and connecting on a greater scale has proven a lot more challenging than what social media influencers make it look like. And although I'm not giving up on my pursuit of making a great difference on a large scale, I'm also reflective about my perceived progress and desire for more momentum forward. So with those words, I'm putting it out there into the ethers and into your ears that starting now and with season 3, there will be leaps and strides forward in the direction of my goals. So welcome to episode 50, and please stay tuned through this brief word about Anchor, and I'll be right back with today's SoloCast celebration. Welcome back. Thank you for being here. Whether this is your first time tuning in or if you've been along for the ride, I'm sending you hugs from my heart and gratitude for your time and attention. Today, I'm celebrating episode 50 of What's Wellness and looking back on some of my favorite episodes and guests from season 1 and season 2. In episode 8, just my second show after switching from having a partner in this adventure to rebranding and going solo, I did an episode about maximizing your immune system, and the information in that episode was way more relevant than I was expecting for the last year, given the length of the pandemic and how long it has taken to return to some semblance of normal, which we're only beginning to imagine now that the vaccine and therapeutic treatments are more available. I was raised in a household that turned to natural remedies for most maladies, and I was never given medication for a cold or even a flu as a kid. I remember being in my late teens and having terrible headaches and cramps from my monthly cycle, and my mom would give me a baby aspirin every now and then if I was in a lot of pain. It's fascinating to me that at 17, I could take a baby aspirin and it would totally wipe out any pain that I was in because I hadn't built up any tolerance to those types of medication. But for the most part, we used natural remedies from whole foods and plant medicines to stay healthy and maximize immune system functions. To be able to impart some of that information here has been a great way for me to look back on my upbringing and how, at the time, I felt so different from the other kids who got Lunchables and Kraft mac and cheese, where I felt super uncool and left out with my broccoli and my sauerkraut. To now, how far the wellness industry has come and how much more conscious awareness a lot of people have nowadays around nutrition and staying healthy, and how broccoli has become cool. I also have so much gratitude for my upbringing, being raised by a dad who's a chiropractor and a mom who's a holistic health practitioner, and knowing that I had an advantage given that my nervous system was frequently checked and cared for. The next episode, episode 9, was about mental health and yoga philosophy, which little did I know how much that topic would play into what we have all been through and what I went through personally, losing a friend recently to a tragic accident. I never really circled back with you about that and wanted to mention how much grief I have processed since that happened. It's fascinating to me because I've not only been processing Liz's death, but also the passing of a fellow professional surfer and athlete from a couple of years ago who died tragically in a car accident in Hawaii in January of 2017. I have a voicemail from this woman. Her name is Sophia. From October 4th, 2016, that I hadn't listened to. And to be honest, I felt so terribly that I hadn't heard her message or called her back before she passed. The message is still saved on my phone, and I have now listened to it countless times, and it's always so therapeutic and nostalgic to hear her voice. But I also always feel remiss that I didn't call her back that time. I had seen her in between the voicemail and her passing, but it didn't make up for the remorse that I felt and still feel. This past weekend, I took a breathwork class followed by a cold plunge where you're timed and it suggested you stay in the water that's 45 degrees for 3 minutes and focus on breath and relaxation. Before I did the cold plunge, I experienced an hour-long breathwork practice where I wound up at the end with my eyes wet and realized I'd been crying. The pranayama practice moved a ton of energy for me and brought deeply rooted grief to the surface where I was able to acknowledge and release it. I thought of Sophia, of Liz, and a lot about my parents who are approaching their 70s. I know they won't be alive forever, and having the thought of living without my parents physically on this planet brings me to feel a lot of appreciation for the time we have together now and how close we are, and makes me want to spend as much time connecting with them in this season of their life as possible. My mom is very intuitive and gets a lot of insight from listening to her angels, as she calls it. And I asked her recently if, once she has transcended her physical body, would she please nudge and guide me from the other side and help me to know that she's still with me? My mom, who is as deeply invested in wellness and spirituality as I am, said of course she'd bring me messages and protect me once she has passed. Now, I know this is a little bit morbid to speak about, but it's something I think about a lot. And whenever I feel grief rising to the surface, that's the direction that my mind tends to go. To my parents. So processing is a journey, especially because, thank goodness, my parents are healthy and vibrant. But I also know that one day I'll need to take care of them to some degree. And given how stubborn both of my parents are, I just don't want that to be difficult for them or for me. There may have been a left turn in there, but I think it's important to speak on mental health and the process of grief and wellness, because so much of what we're going through in the last year has to do with this topic. And I don't think there's anyone in this country who doesn't know someone who has passed in the last year, whether from COVID or otherwise. So it's something we've all been going through, whether we realize it in the other people we're surrounded by or not. I'll continue to share about mental health and practices to bring more balance to the mental space, despite all of the stress and stimuli in our culture presently. And I also loved sharing an introduction about Ayurveda in episode 12, which is the sister science to yoga and the oldest medical science that incorporates practices for a healthy body and mind by bringing balance to your constitution or your specific blend of the three doshas. In episode 13, I spoke with a very special guest, Alyssa, who spoke on nutritional wellness and also about her struggles with infertility. Alyssa, who is now a mama to an adorable little boy, is also in the process with her husband to adopt a baby. She's such an inspiring human, and I'd love to have her back on the show in the future to talk about raising a toddler and going through the adoption process, as well as how she has stayed balanced and committed to her own wellness practices throughout this season of her life. In episode 17, I had on special guest Catherine Arnston, who's the owner and founder of Energy Bits. She's such a bundle of energy and a wealth of knowledge about the amazing health benefits of eating algae. I eat my Energy Bits every single day and have noticed such a huge difference both in my energy, my digestion, and an overall sense of wellness. I love chlorella as it helps me detox naturally and gently, and I love spirulina because of how high it is in protein and how much energy I get from eating it. In addition to using Energy Bits in my smoothies, I also swallow them with a sip of water if I'm going to be teaching classes back to back without time to snack in between. They satisfy my hunger, give me the strength and stamina I need, and help bridge the gap between meals for me. If you haven't listened to episode 17 about amazing algae, go check that one out. I don't know what I'd do without my Energy Bits, and I even take them when I travel. Now, in episode 20, I gave a brief introduction to the eight limbs of yoga and dove into limb number one. Coming soon, I'll be doing an episode on the sixth limb of yoga, and so far I've covered limbs 1 through 5 in separate episodes sprinkled throughout the end of season 1 and into season 2. I also did a chakras overview on episode 25, discussing the 7 major energy centers in your body and how each one correlates to specific qualities when in balance versus when those chakras have stagnant energy or are out of balance. I love talking about philosophy, like the 8 limbs of yoga and the chakras, and these are 2 of my favorite lectures in my yoga teacher training curriculum. And then in episode 27, I had one of my favorite people on the show, my wonderful friend Hillary, who started Hillshine Nut Butters and shared about her wellness practices and how her interest in pure nutrition and creativity brought her to start this company that is growing and thriving today. Hillary's story is super inspiring, as is Janine's on episode 28, who talked about her former life as a homeless woman addicted to drugs. Fast forward to present day, where she has 6 years sober, met and married the love of her life, and opened up a spin and fitness studio that has been instrumental throughout the pandemic in helping people because, as you likely know, staying active helps to keep you well both physically and mentally. I'm honored to be a part of staff at Studio Cybrid, the fitness studio that Janine owns. If there's one thing about stay-at-home orders that doesn't make sense in my mind, is that by staying inside without fresh air, sunlight, and physical activity, we are more prone to getting sick. For Janine to be able to stay open and offer outdoor classes, Classes live online and also recorded on demand has been a beacon of hope for our community and has definitely helped people to stay healthy and even sane throughout this past year. I loved sharing Hillary's story and Janine's story on the show and have also sprinkled in some guided meditations, like in the special episode I released on November 3rd, which was Election Day. In episode 35, I spoke about Vata season as we entered into colder days and longer nights. Vata is the Ayurvedic dosha that has the quality of air. People with Vata constitution tend to run cold, may be prone to dry skin and hair, dry digestion or difficulty with digesting certain foods. Out of balance Vata people can also have anxiety and racing thoughts, as well as trouble falling asleep or staying asleep. Vata season, being winter, is dominated by wind, cold, and dryness, which exacerbates these qualities in people who have Vata predominantly in their constitution. Soon, I'll be doing an episode on Kapha season as we enter into springtime. I led a guided chakra balancing meditation in episode 37 for the week of Thanksgiving, and then released an episode, one of my favorite solo casts, in fact, about downregulating your nervous system, which is something that I have incorporated into my life and my practices in such a profound way over the last year, and has really helped me to heal physically and feel better mentally and emotionally. Downregulating your nervous system was episode 39. In episode 44, I interviewed Erin Claire Jones, who is masterful at interpreting human design charts and shared some incredibly interesting information with me about my chart, as well as about the human design types and how, in general, these types relate to how we work together or by ourselves and can help to prevent burnout by playing to your strengths. In episode 45 with David Rahman, we talked about letting go and a positive mental attitude. Episode 46 was a conversation on womb wellness with Celeste. And then episode 47, where Sodi from the Swingin' Johnsons shared his wellness story. Speaking of Sodi, myself and Josh, as well as our friends Caroline and Andrew, went to see the Swingin' Johnsons this past weekend and had such a wonderful time reconnecting with their music. I can't help but sing along and dance to the happy vibes that come from their tunes. Sodi will definitely be back on the show in the future as well, since he's such a talented and loving human with so much to share. The last two episodes of season two were with Lizette from Sanctuary Wellness Collective and Paul from A Call to Action, who shared their stories on wellness and how they've each overcome health challenges and obstacles and have taken what they've learned to move in the direction of helping others as well. And that brings me to today and looking forward to season three. I have already started conducting interviews, and they have been incredibly exciting. I have some new technology to share with you, the story of a professional cycler turned gravelista and chef, and passionate yoga teachers sharing tons of wisdom, including how trauma is stored in the body. If there's one thing that season one and two have taught me, it's that the more feedback I get from you, the better the show becomes. I love hearing what you like, and especially what you don't like. I love requests and folks reaching out wanting to share wellness stories and information on this platform. I'm all about community and connection, and I want to hear even more from you. If you don't already follow What's Wellness Podcast and Alia Yoga on Instagram, it's a great place for us to connect and for you to ask questions or submit requests. You can also email me anytime with the email address alia@aliayoga.com, and you spell my first name, A-H-L-I-A. I'll have to figure something out about warm words of the week because after a while, the reviews stopped coming in, and neither donating money on your behalf to charity nor gifting full-length yoga class video recordings have made any difference. So at this point, I'll table this segment called Warm Words of the Week, and when I figure out how to inspire listeners to leave a review in the iTunes podcast app, I'll bring that segment back. If you have any suggestions, I'm all ears. It really does make a difference if you hit the 5-star button for me, whether you write a review or not. It also helps a ton if you spread the word about this show and tell your friends and family to tune in. You can copy the link to any episode from Spotify, iTunes, or Anchor, or any of the platforms. Copy the link and text or email it to your peeps, or you can even share it on your Facebook. Let others know to subscribe and share as well so that this can continue to grow. Help me to achieve my goals by sharing in this way, or take a screenshot right now and post to your Instagram stories. If you tag Alia Yoga and or What's Wellness Podcast, you are guaranteed to get a shout out. At the end of the day, I want to thank you for your support along the way, because I never would have continued with creating this if it wasn't for you tuning in when you can and encouraging me to keep going. Between Sunshine Yoga, my online weekly vinyasa class through Zoom, leading teacher training online, offering monthly in-person classes outside, and creating this podcast, the support I get from my community has literally kept me going this past year. And whether you realize it or not, also has put food on my table and helped Josh and I give back to others as well. We recently sponsored a child named Gustavo in El Salvador because we feel so blessed to have our needs met and want to help provide that for others. Speaking of helping others, Josh and I are part of the core leadership team for an outreach organization called Community Serve Day. This is one day a year where, in the past, we have mobilized over 1,000 people to go to various organized locations in the community and south of the border in TJ to spend time and energy providing services to the community. This year, it will look a little bit different, but we are very glad that we will be able to still have Community Serve Day on Sunday, March 14th, both online from home and in person outside with COVID precautions. I'll include a link in the show notes for you to see what projects are available and learn more about Community Serve Day. You can register using that link if you're inspired to. This day is affiliated through our church, however, anyone can register and serve. And this year, you don't even have to be in the San Diego area to do so. You know by now that I have online yoga classes available. Recordings on my website are $15 for unlimited use, and my donation-based live classes on Zoom happen every Wednesday at 4:30 p.m. Pacific time. For my class recordings, CBD tinctures, pain relief roll-on gels, essential oils, and Soleil water kits, go to my website, aliayoga.com. You can also learn more about my yoga teacher training curriculum, which is available for you to begin studying online at any time. I'm so grateful to be at 50 episodes and excited for the next 50 as well. Thank you for being along for the adventure with me, and I'm sending you a huge hug straight from my heart. Today's episode will close with a saying that is very meaningful to me. I'll share it in Sanskrit first, followed by the English translation. Loka samesta sukhino bhavantu. May all beings everywhere be happy and be free. May our own thoughts, words, and actions contribute in some way to the happiness and to the freedom for all. Thank you once again for tuning in today. If I'm not back next week with a brand new episode for you, then I promise to be back very soon with season 3. If you missed any shows from season 1 or 2, may I request and suggest that you take this time to go back to the ones that you've missed or re-listen to your favorite episodes, and you have my promise that season 3 will be the best yet. So, until next time, be well.